San Sanguin. Sanguin gets the ball in quickly, and a layup opportunity is missed. Sandwich got the ball. Wyatt Belisle training the ball up on the right-hand side. He's got a fast break off. Picks up his dribble. It is stolen away from him, but we're going to have a foul call on Isaac Williams. It's going to remain Skagway basketball. Only three team fouls so far for him. And just two for Skagway, which is good news because Skagway can't get the foul. Greenbaum, the ball gets it over to Colton. Colton finds his brother Wyatt. Wyatt throws up a shot, misses. Rebound. Down to Angoon. Length of the court by their center. It's always a tricky sort of situation when the center's handling the ball in the middle of the court. And his bounce pass goes awry. It's Jackson Chase Collins. And Skagway ball. So Belisle has the ball. He's trying to work it to the left-hand side of the court. Bolton keeps a shot. Misses off the backboard. Rebound scrum. Back over to Skagway. And the ensuing, oh, rebound opportunity lay-in by Danny Brady just missed. And the Eagles have made massive substitutions. And that lead got up to 43-0 by putting their role players. With the ball at the top of the key for Angioni's driving into the lane. Oh, a nice drive. Just misses the layup opportunity. And rebound comes down to Alex Ackerman. Trying to get the ball out of his hands. Is fouled in the process by Willis. And Jimmy Skagway backs the ball underneath their own hoop. Skagway progressing from left to right. There's virtually no duo. Spear, if you will. Colton Belisle with the ball on the right-hand side of the court. Trying to dribble through traffic. Dribbles right into a trap, loses the ball. Danny Brady there to pick it up, gets it back. Over to Wyatt. Wyatt, Belisle unable to handle the pass. Fouls the Angoon player, Jacob. Oh, wow. Hold on a second. Paul Hapachakul. Ball goes back over to Skagway, actually. Danny Brady running the ball up the court, unable to get a shot off, as he was forced out of bounds. All he was able to do is take down a Angoon poster and then places it gently on the floor. Good kid. Fine manners. So, no, it was a tournament poster. He laid down on the ground over there. Might be a bit of a hatchet, but nobody goes in that section of the floor. 6:32 remaining in the half. 43-0 is the score. Angoon over Skagway. Skagway looking to get on the board against a tough pressure defense. And even though it's the second squad on the court right now for Angoon, they play against that first squad, and they have to produce in practice if they're going to get any minutes. So these kids know what it's like to play against that pressure defense, and they're bringing it themselves. Skagway hasn't seen it. I mean, who are they scrimmaging? They only have five players, so they haven't been able to see that kind of pressure defense that's being brought to them. And that's why it's hard for them to figure it out. But it will be Skagway basketball underneath Angoon's attack. Alex Ackerman on the ball. Jack, he bought the ball. But he's looking to get open, unable to do it. Wyatt Belisle gets the ball. Out. Brother Colton, unable to handle the pass, but Brady is there to pick it up. Brady's going to attack the hoop. Throws up the shot, misses off the front of the rim. Wyatt Belisle comes down with a rebound, slapped out of his hand. Over to Angoon. Angoon looking to attack. Chase Collins tries to bring it into the teeth of the Skagway defense, turns the ball over. This defense starting to look a little bit better. Starting to get a little bit of confidence under the belt. So Belisle brings the ball up to the left hand. On the left hand side of the court. Gets up his dribble. He's double teamed. Gets it over to Ackerman. I mean, somebody's open. If somebody's double teamed. Ackerman brings it into the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. And good. Alex Ackerman scores the first 2 points for the Skagway Panthers. And the girls' team going crazy over there on the bench. And the crowd loves it. as Skagway finally got on the board. All right, Engblom working the ball around the perimeter. On the right-hand side, it's Willis. Willis, left. Into attack. Back onto the right-hand side. Ball comes underneath, and it's loose. Picked up by Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt brings it up. Stops in a very dangerous part of the court. He's got the half-court line and a trap. Gets it over to Ackerman, who also dribbles and picks up the ball. Gets over to Colton, who dribbles and picks up the ball. 30 feet from the hoop. It's not going to do any good. Wyatt Belisle has the ball now. And heavily contested. Glasses get knocked off of his face. Going to have a jump ball situation. Boy, when Angoon turns up, ratchets up their pressure, I must say. They are tough to penetrate against. They're unable to get movement toward the hoop, although on some occasions they have. We've got 4:59 left to go in the half. 43-2 is what Angoon over Skagway. In the nightcap of the Angoon Eagles tip-off tournament 2015. First game of the day at 3:30 this afternoon, saw Thorne Bay go down the 2-3. A tough spot competition. Second game saw Cotton Cove also beat Thorne Bay, but that was the boys. And then in the game number three, a game that you listen to right here on KHNF, Skagway football. Angoon did defeat Skagway Panthers. The girls side. But now the boys trying to redeem. They have an uphill battle, 43-2 to score. With 4:59 left to go in the half. The confusion as to where they're going to take the ball in. It will be Skagway ball. Alex Ackerman. He's pretty open, and he's got a wide-open lane to the hoop. But he's fouled on his way in by Jacob McCluskey. Not in the act of shooting. So it will be an out-of-bounds play. The next foul by Angoon will result in the bonus situation will be 1-1. Of course, it's a shooting foul. Inbounds play. Skagway turns the ball over. Oh! Well, we turned the ball over, but then got the ball back. Ackerman went in with an acrobatic layup attempt. Missed it. Angoon got the ball back, trying to push it too fast. The full court pass not handled by Damian Willis. And out of bounds. Skagway has the ball underneath the hump. Ackerman looking to inbounds. Brady. Ball tipped out of bounds. Looked like it was off of the Angoon player. It was off of Jacob McCluskey, and it's going to go back to Skagway. Ackerman to inbound the ball. Screen, backdoor cut. Got neither. That ball, however, on the inbound was deflected out of bounds by Isaac Willis. Will be Skagway ball. Angoon's going to call up the pressure now. They bring the ball up on the right-hand side. Runs into his own player who's trying to set a pick for him. Able to spin out of it, though. Keeps himself out of trouble. Dribbling with the left hand. Double-teamed. Stolen by Angoon. Layup attempt. No good by Angoon. Jacob Paul with the attempt. No good. Here's Angoon ball after it went out of bounds off of Skagway. A long three-point attempt by Jacob. No good. Out of bounds, it will be Skagway ball. Nope, overruled by the sideline official. Now that the official is not sure whose ball it is. Re-overruled by the baseline official. And then re-overruled by the sideline official. It is Angoon ball. It's Skagway field. Shot attempt up. No good by Isaac Willis. Skagway's only got four players in the court right now. As Colton Belisle appears to be bleeding a little bit. He looks like he's okay, but he's a little nosebleed. He's going to check back into the game, it looks like. Very quickly after doing a little cleanup. Basketball player, student, janitor. He's got all the skills. That's what. He needs to have to check back. At the line right now, however, Skagway knocks down a free throw after a foul. As I mentioned, Skagway now in the bonus as Anglin has 7 fouls, so 43-3 this year. He's going to shoot his second free throw. Jump shot and knocks down the second one. Not a jump shot. High up over his head as a set shot. It's a free throw, right? Anglin brings the ball up on the right hand side of the court. Isaac Mills with the ball. Gets it down low. The Jackson Chase Collins misses the bunny. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Skagway. Now along the side. If this goes against Anglin, Skagway will be shooting. Officials are conspiring. Not really sure what the call is here, but it looks like it will be out of bounds for Anglin. And one of the officials has walked off the court because, well, I'm not sure why. He's got a mop. The official has a mop now. It looks like a little bit of the blood. Oh, boy. No, he could get that court. A physical game. 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the first half of play. 43-4 to score at Fulton Skagway. The Anglin Eagles tip-off tournament. Nightcap here on Thursday night. And that's what I thought. Yeah, all right. So the call was on Jacob. Jacob Pohalpachoko and Alex Ackerman will shoot 1-1 from the line. And first to get the second. This is the last ball. I argue free throw good by Ackerman. 43-5 the score. Ackerman gets the ball back. Taking his time. Nice spin. High up over his head. Knocks it down. That's 4 points. Scored by Ackerman. All from the free throw. And Boone launches up. A high arcing 3-point shot by Pahal Pachokin. Jacob P. Good. 46-6 now the score. Fulton Belisle has the ball in a trap and throws it into the backcourt. That's a turnover with the Anglin ball. Immediately over to Isaac. To Paul Atchico. Stolen by Ackerman and fouled. Atchico lost his glasses in the scrum. Looks like it's going to be Skagway ball, and going for the line once again, Alex Ackerman. This has been their best offense of the night. Get fouled, send Ackerman to the line. The classic broadcaster, Jim Charger. Off the front of the rim, goes down by Micah Cook. Scrum to the ball on the floor. Danny Brady in there. Helps tie up the ball. And it will be Anglin basketball. Yep.
There I go, Jensen.
The foul shooter. Oh, yeah. That's a freaking. See with the ball. A whole lot. That's a very difficult thing to make. It is. Angoon trying to force the ball back outside, unable to do it. Colton Belisle with the steal. He's going to step on his man. He's looking to go to the hole, high up off the glass, but he's fouled in the process. And Colton Belisle will shoot two. He was shooting when he was fouled. Substitution. Into the game, Hunter Ski, but back into the game. Segway has no ability to substitute. Colton Belisle with a one-hand catch shot. This is off the back of the ring. He's shooting two, so he's got another opportunity to get with him. Second shot, up just a little too strong and off. Rebound down by Angoon. Angoon going to push the ball over to the left-hand side of the court. Ball in the hands of Willis. Over to Hunterski. Hunterski gets the ball over there. McCloskey drains a three-point shot to the right-hand side of the key. Bringing the score to 49-6. Angoon over Skagway with 2 minutes, 31 seconds. Well, Ackerman drives the ball into the hole. Oh, what a beautiful acrobatic shot by Alex Ackerman. Spinning a whoop-de-doo, if you will, with the proper English. If he's been playing a lot of pool, put it off the backboard and in. And right back comes Angoon. Nathaniel Hunter's feet. Beats his man to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand. Ackerman now with the ball. Going into the teeth of the Angoon defense and getting fouled in the process. They're going to call it out of bounds. They're not going to call a foul on them. But a 55-51-8 to score from Angoon over Skagway. Ackerman for the ball. He wants to inbound it. Gets it over to Colton Belisle, who throws up a three-point shot and knocks it down. 51-11 could show the score. On the scoreboard, however, it says 51. Possible that I misinterpreted the official's ball. But sure, it looked like they signaled three to me. And 35 left to go. Foul on the court. Nathaniel Hunterskeep driving into the lane. Foul right. We'll shoot two. Hunterskeep. Shoot it. And off the right side of the rim. Looked like he had the perfect release on that one. Let's see if he gets that release down for the second shot. Much better release on the second shot, but still, this is Rice. Skagway comes down with a rebound. Ackerman gets the ball. Over to Micah Cook. He gets it over to Cope Belisle, over to his brother Wyatt. Wyatt Belisle with the ball on the left side of the court. Gets over to Ackerman. Ackerman with a wide-open jumper. Knocks it down. But Ackerman is the offense for Skagway tonight. 51-12. Now the score. With a minute 10 left to go in the first half. Angoon with the ball. Oh, what a move. A beautiful move by Jacob McCloskey. Unable to make the shot, but just left his defender in the dust. Nice ball fake. Head fake, shoulder fake. It was all sorts of fakes. Angoon, quick inbound. And shot taken, missed. Another shot taken by Chase Collins, missed. Ackerman with a rebound. A foul on the floor. Like Alex Ackerman going back to the line to shoot two. 1-1. All right, it is two. It is the double bonus situation now for Skagway, so they will be shooting two out back of the net along with 51 seconds to go in the half. Skagway down 51-12. But they have found a little bit of a rhythm offensively, and that rhythm is tall and lanky. His name's Alex Ackerman. Ball, take a shot, knock it down. like the way his ball goes through the net without touching anything. The net barely moves when Eckert throws his free throw online. Knocks down his second free throw. All right, the net moved a little bit on that one. It touched no rim whatsoever. Switch. 51-14 on the score. About 45 seconds left to go in the half. Engum working it up. Colton Belisle steps into the passing lane, steals the ball, and is fouled on his breakaway layup attempt. Knocked to the floor. By Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek. Colton Belisle, well, no wonder he was bleeding earlier. He's thrown himself into harm's way on multiple occasions this evening. Now it is a battle strike. He's got the ball. Catch up from the free throw line. Good. He won 15. It's good. 30 seconds. Clock did not run at the end of the half, only at the end of the two. Over a certain point spread. Second shot missed. Hunter Skeek with the ball. And we have what looks like a turnover traveling. Skagway ball. Close to the wall. Gets it with 33 seconds to work. Truffles dribble in the backcourt. Ackerman now has the ball off of his legs into the backcourt. It will be a backcourt violation. Forced by a pesky defensive job performed by Jacob McCluskey. Wind down the ball. Jacob. Oh, how patrical. Ball on the right hand side of the court. Should defense by Skagway. Foul on Danny Brady. Side out situation. It would be an ball with 20 seconds to play in the half. From Damian Willis, who drives the hole, lays it up, misses. Ball out of bounds off of the Skagway hand. It will be Angoon ball under the Skagway basket. They got to watch out how loud they had a wide open. Angoon had a wide open player. Unable to find him. Over to Jacob. How patchical. For the 5-foot bucket. Angoon extends their lead 53-50. Belial driving into the hole. Fouled on the play. My favorite Angoon player, Jacob Powell Patrickal. He will shoot two with just under 2 seconds left to play. So if he makes the first, regardless if he makes or misses the first one, on the second attempt, if he misses it, that'll be pretty much a Hail Mary situation where Angoon would just have to kind of launch it from three-quarter court. If he makes it, they'll be able to run a play. Maybe a full-length court pass. First things first. Will fly with the ball. One-handed set shot. Misses. Off the front of the rim. And now we'll see what happens. Called with the second shot. It's dribbling. Dribbling in the middle. Up. Off the back of the rim. And a call by the official, like it's going to be foul on Skagway. So with 1.2 seconds. Work on that long pass and up to half court and immediately shot just off the rim. Jerry Sibley just misses it. He had actually two dribbles before if he wanted them. But he just turned and shot a little bit out of his range. And at halftime, it is 53-15. That is Angoon, the Eagles, over Skagway. It's the Angoon Eagles tip-off tournament. 2015, this is the last game of the evening. Skagway, well, let's see what they can do in the second half.